This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, an overview of the hot hits and news talk radio for this week. This is the second full week of October, from the 9th, 13th, Friday the 13th. Ooh. Well, that's not one of the items on the charts. We have 10 stories and 10 people on the list, as is usually the case. You can find this every weekend at gooddayshow.com and also talkers.com. The list here to discuss said items. Jennifer Horn does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and also is a frequent appearer. Is that a good word? You make frequent appearances, so are you a frequent appearer?
I like it. I'm an appearer.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of like my Gaga.
Right.
And Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. So before, I always like when Jennifer is here to discuss some of the nuance of living in Los Angeles, California. Seems like your esteemed governor, Mr. Newsom, has signed a bill expanding what is generally referred to as the conservatorship law.
Yeah.
This is for untreated mental illness, folks who have addiction issues. So what does this do for the average taxpayer in California?
Well, he's been signing a lot of stuff lately. A lot of vetoes, a lot of signings.
Running for president. I want people to know who
exactly.
I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know who I am? I'm Governor Hairgel. I'm torn on this.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Governor Hairgel, is that what you call him?
Yeah, that's what I call him, yeah.
Governor,
he's got the nice do, you know, he's got that presidential do. So I think, you know, it's sad because I've been so ruined. And part of it is your fault because you've made me question everybody. And, you know, as I've gotten older, I've questioned everybody. And I think the COVID stuff has made me question everything. And so I think maybe 5 years ago, I would have applauded this, saying, hey, now that it's easier for the government to get you off the streets if you are drug addicted or mentally ill, because it's a huge part of our homeless population. And there's really nothing they can do other than a 3-day 5150 hold, which is not helping anybody. So I think previously that would have been something that I would have supported. But now, knowing how much government is run amok, when you have Hillary Clinton last week saying that Trump supporters need to be put into deprogramming, it makes me think, in California, where I'm outnumbered politically, if someone doesn't like that I question their dumb COVID restrictions, or if someone doesn't like that I vote for a certain person over another person, are they going to say, I'm mentally ill, and are they going to put me away because of this additional power? I mean, it is really kind of a slippery slope, whether you trust the government or not. Like, on face value, I want to do something about the homeless crisis, but you also have to realize people have rights. And who's the deciding factor as to who's insane and who's not? And that's where the slippery slope comes in for me.
We could put 20 million people away because there are that many people who are actively against a lot of the things, and maybe even more than that now. When it comes to masks and COVID shots and all that other
think
stuff.
Think about it. How hardcore Gavin Newsom was during COVID, and I chose not to get the vaccine, and I couldn't even go out to dinner, and they wanted to close down our small businesses, and everything was, like, shut down. What if they said, well, she's not able to take care of herself because she's choosing not to get the vaccine? Could they put me away? I mean, it's just
a terrible thought.
Yeah.
Hindsight puts us into focus with all of that stuff, including the masks, which didn't do any good unless you had N95, and even that was questionable. All the focus on getting the shots and what happens, and there are those who support Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who, by the way, turns out to be number 7 this week on the people list from Talkers.
The fact
that he his voice is the way it is because of his reaction to a shot, to the COVID shot. So, anyway.
Is that true? Is that what caused that condition for him?
That's what he says, and that's what doctors say that have treated him. So, What does that
mean? I didn't know. Because I didn't notice. It's really funny because I've told you I've met him before.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember him having that voice. And now I know that that's a condition like Susan Collins has, that it's a disease. So I didn't, but I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. All right, this is a subtext to reality. I just I go to the NASA website every day. Jay gets a kick out of this, and Jennifer gets a kick out of it, too, or used to when she was here with me every day. The NASA website today headline reads, "Humans may be living on the moon by 2040.
Sign me up.
Ready to go?
Can I get a cheap
house? Yep. Let's go. All right, the number 10 item on the story list this week, all the strikes. United Auto Workers escalating the walkout against the big three automakers. They shut down the biggest Ford plant. They're threatening to do the same thing with the Jeep, big Jeep plant, and General Motors as well. So now there are 8,700 more members on the street, and they're looking for more because apparently the big three don't want to, according to the fellow who's the chairman, or he's the president of the union. His name is Sean Fain. I always think, all I can think of is Sinn Fein, the Irish stuff, when I see his name. Anyway, the Ford plant made the most popular thing that Ford sells, the pickup trucks. And so this is not going to help them any, although they say that there are 90 days, there's a 90-day supply. But still, this has been going on now for over a month. You'd like to think, you can put a lot of different things together with this. The strikes in Los Angeles, Jennifer, and I guess we ought to get an update. All the it isn't just the.
It's a quick one. Still on strike.
Yeah. Well, but the they've gone away from the table. The actors have.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people, service people, that are on strike in Los Angeles. You never hear anything about that because of the focus on people in, quote, the business.
Right.
So who else is on strike there? What am I going to encounter when I come to L.A. next week?
Well, you've still got, I think the United Auto Workers are still on strike. That's not necessarily affecting Los Angeles as much, but they're still on
strike. The plants
in
California, yeah.
Yeah, you've got the actors that are still on strike, and I guess the meetings this week did not go well. They just cut them all off.
No.
Then you've got the hotel workers, which are on strike, but only occasionally. And those are all the big hotels in Los Angeles, the cleaning crew, the support staff, all of that. They are still trying to negotiate, but they go off like one day at a time and then come back. And then Kaiser does the same thing. Kaiser, the medical workers there, they're not doctors and nurses, but they are, again, the support staff that are on strike. And those strike days last week, I guess, got pretty bad. You had strikers throwing eggs and stuff at people trying to get into the hospital. And from what I've heard, they hired professional, like, agitators to come out with the strikers. So those are the people who are out there throwing stuff at people. And look, I guess that makes it a little different for me because these are people who know that people need to get into medical centers. They need to get into hospitals. It could be a matter of life and death. You don't have to throw eggs at people. So enough of that kind of stuff. But they're going back on strike, I think, the first week of November if they don't get anything done this month. So lots of people on strike around here.
So what is that? How do you put on your resume what you do if you're a professional agitator? What does that look like?
Usually they think that's talk radio, but
resume,
you know.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yep. All right, and talk TV as well.
Right,
so let's bring ourselves around. We don't necessarily go through, I can go through the list quickly, but I'd like to pick and choose some of the things that I think have gotten more attention. At number 10, the strikes, as I said, the forced treatment law in California. That's number 9. I don't know that because we, on Jay and I on the Good Day program, have spent so much time this week talking about the Middle East. This didn't come before me at all. So what's this about?
It's a really great question. I'm going to have to look into it because I haven't heard much about it either, but I've been totally put up into war gear.
All of us have.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We have.
But there, like I said, there has been a ton of new legislation that's been signed this week. Newsom's been going crazy on it.
Yeah. Well, because nobody's paying attention because of the war. That nobody's paying attention to anything
else. Forced treatment is just what we talked about, actually. That's just the name they gave it.
Talking about before.
Yeah, about forcing people with mental illness to get treatment. Yeah, so what we talked about earlier is what they're calling the forced treatment law.
Well, isn't that a coincidence?
So we did hear about it.
Yes, we did. Number eight, the migrant situation. The wall. Biden looks so bad when it comes to this because he's like going down the same road that Trump went down, although he spent 4 years criticizing Trump for the belligerence, supposedly, that was being shown to people who just want to come here because they need our help. But no. Sorry. No sale.
It's a joke on the border. And when you look at what's happening with Hamas and Israel, you have to insist we have a secure border because there is no way to guarantee that those terror cells have not just walked their way into this country unchecked. It is
terrible. I think that you can pretty much count on that has happened, frankly. And so what does that mean for us is there is just this real, this deep-seated anger with these people. I want to set the war aside for later in the countdown so we can talk about it from several different perspectives. Okay, next here, Santos and what's going on with him facing new charges of lying. Apparently there's some interest in Carrie Lake running for the Senate. I don't know who.
Well, she's officially in the race now.
So what?
Well, you asked why we were talking about
it. I know.
Well, that was the answer. The answer is she declared that she's running this week.
Right. And my response to that is, so what?
Well, there you go.
Okay. Presidential race. Again, all this stuff's been put on the back burner, at least the attention to it, because of what's going on in the Middle East. I don't know that, you know, other than, I shouldn't probably put it that way, because Robert F. Kennedy is getting a lot of attention. There are a couple of polls this week, I'm sure you talked about them, Jennifer, as well, that pitted the three of them, not two, but three, Biden, Trump, and Kennedy, in a race, if it were today, who would you vote for? And there were it changed during the course of the week. I remember, Jay, you and I talked about this on Monday. It was 31% would vote for Biden, 33% would vote for Trump, and 19% would vote for RFK if the election were today. So the question has come up, which we need to address, who would be more impacted of the other two if Kennedy is really going to build up a head of steam? We'll talk about that as we continue along here. 18 after on the Roundup.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
It's Super Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Super Start batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Super Start batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale October 13th through the 16th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
After the hour now, this is a good day program. Well, no, it's not really. It's the it's the good day interpretation of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, our talk radio review. And one of the things that we do on Good Day every day is to pick apart some of the things in social media, the trending items that you have a say on, you're interested in. So Jay posts a lot of material, and we then anticipate. We are excited to get your input, right, Jay?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See what
right.
people are into this week, and
right, exactly.
You know what news stories you've been following the most this week, and a lot of people are kind of like, no, it's a heavy-hearted news week. We even asked that recently of where is your heart right now?
Yeah, I left my heart in San Francisco. I don't know about you.
Oh, there it is.
All right, well, most people, when it comes to the news, as you're suggesting, all wrapped up in what's going on in the Middle East, and so a lot of thoughts and prayers are going in that direction. All right, so then we asked a couple of other things to get your mind off of all of this stuff, and so maybe sharing some of the responses to questions like, which decade has the best music?
Ooh, right?
Right?
Right,
yeah.
What would you two say?
The 90s.
I would say the 50s, 60s, most prominently the 60s, and the early to mid 70s.
But wait, that was when Nelly and NSYNC were popular. What's wrong with you?
Hit
Me Baby One More Time hadn't come out yet.
Come on.
So Judgment kind of agrees with both of you. Definitely the 80s, 70s, close second, but what a time to be alive. And then the 90s, wow, I was there, man. That is such a great response.
You, Jeff.
Rick agrees with you, Doug. The 1950s, happy lyrics, songs you can dance to, as well as clap to. They were just fun. Kelly French misses the 60s
we have
music.
The business of the Isley Brothers, and one of the Isley Brothers passing away this week, brings a lot of that particular soul stuff back to the surface again. Yeah, right. Anyway, keep going there, Jay.
Diana Julian says, you know it was the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Gayla Smith Rowe says, best music 70s. Why? Because it was the 70s, dude. That's how I imagine her saying it. Mark Moody says, the 70s by far. Why do they use those 70s hits in all of the commercials you hear and see? And Yip, spelled Y-I-P, Yip, they were the greatest.
Yip.
Buck Buchanan agrees with you too, Jen. The 90s, the final evolution of modern music before technology took over. That's accurate.
It is
That's
accurate.
That's pretty
actually.
True, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and do you remember when if the DJ was spinning or whatever, they were actually spinning records. They were doing different
real
things.
Records.
There's a lot of manual labor. Yeah. And now people go to concerts for DJs who are playing off of a laptop.
Okay, so here's something that is stirring.
I could hit the space bar, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Jennifer's father, Jay's father, and me. All
Wild
three
men.
Of us, we all played music as disc jockeys off of real records.
Yep, my
when
dad
we were
would
on
play
the
them
air.
In a club. Mm.
Yeah, right. So people say, huh? Like, James, huh? What's a record?
No, but they're back now. They're like, oh, they're super
vintage. I have a record player at the apartment.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think everybody who was born after the year 2000 does.
My girlfriend and I jam to Elton John all the time.
Jam?
Yeah.
How do you jam to Elton John?
What are you talking about?
Jam. All right, what's this other Halloween question that you got? We have a few seconds here.
Oh, yeah, just how into Halloween do you get dressing in costumes, decorating your home, getting candy for trick-or-treaters? I personally have noticed an uptick in outdoor decorations. I mean,
people
it is like Christmas.
Something.
People want to celebrate. Margaret Prolu says, we decorate a little for fall and hand out candy for trick-or-treaters at night. I like to see teenagers come around. It's just good, clean fun for all of them and for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there is good, clean fun. And as you mentioned that, what's going on, the people who live in the house I grew up in have covered the lawn with skeletons. I mean, there must be 100 skeletons on the... All right.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Law enforcement across the United States will be on alert after a former Hamas boss publicly called for a global day of jihad today. There have already been some clashes between pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian marches across the United States since the terrorist group Hamas barbarically attacked Israel last Saturday. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas says he's concerned about synagogues being a target. Yesterday, Israel has informed the United Nations that all Palestinians in northern Gaza should leave within 24 hours. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is planning on returning to New York's civil fraud trial to watch Michael Cohen testify. Trump's former lawyer Cohen is expected to give 2 days of testimony next week. While in New York, Trump is also expected to be deposed in a case involving two former FBI officials who he repeatedly called out for being of little worth in public. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
About 34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. So we've been sort of dancing around a lot of the things, but for the most part, what is on people's minds this week and what is mostly the focus of talk radio, talk television, and most of our conversations among our friends. We go out to dinner. I stopped at a restaurant last night coming back from an appointment to have a quick bite, and there was I sat at the counter, and there's a Chinese lady talking to a Jewish guy, and they were talking about what's going on in China and what's going on in Israel. It was a fascinating conversation. Obviously, he was trying to pick her up, obviously, and so they got into a conversation, but it was interesting to get their perspective on it because they were both born. I could tell by listening to the conversation, he was born in Israel and she was born in China. And here they are sitting at a little fish restaurant and they're talking about what everybody's talking about. And one of the aspects of this is the $6 billion that 2 weeks ago the federal government said, okay, well, let's give the Iranians back their money. And at that time, nobody kind of put two and two together. I put two and two together, at least, and I think that I'm correct. The money to do this, even though they've been planning the Hamas war for a year or more, the money wasn't there to really put it into play until this all happened. You can say I'm crazy or I'm not crazy,
no,
but
that's exactly what happened. And for everybody who says, well, none of that $6 billion was used.
That's what Biden says, yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
they went to Afghanistan to get the money. They borrowed the money from the Afghanistanis.
It's there. They have it. It's in their repertoire. And by the way, because we've screwed up with gas and we don't do drilling at home, they've received about $50 billion from the United States in different oil funds. So if you think that $6 billion is bad, what the Biden policies on oil and gas has actually enriched Iran to do this. And so the planning went down as soon as Afghanistan was botched. When they saw what happened with Afghanistan, and it was a disgrace, that's when the planning, allegedly, if you believe the Wall Street Journal's reporting, that's when this all started.
Yeah.
It's amazing how one thing can lead to, it's just a domino effect.
Yeah. So as I said, the number one this week on most people's minds, television, radio, you name it, social media, the experiences that people have had, what we're watching happen in Israel. I have a very close friend with whom I've done business for decades, who, when I talked to him last week, we were talking some business stuff, and he said, I'm going to Israel for a week with my wife and a couple of my friends. And I was talking to him because he's Jewish and he'd never been there before, and I was telling him about the experiences I've had, loving my trips to Israel. I've been there 5 times. And a few, highlights. And so I shared that. And so now let's pick it up there. Spencer Brown is with us. And when you told me you were going, I think I was excited for you, right? And you were excited because you never have been before.
Yeah, Doug, as you correctly point out, I am Jewish. My wife and I had talked about going to Israel for a long time, 10-plus years. And we had this other couple that every dinner we had together, we'd talk about going, and finally about a year ago we said, let's stop talking about it and let's actually go, which is what we did.
Right, just in time. Your timing was great.
Timing's everything.
Yeah, so you got over there and you had a day at least, didn't you, to do stuff before this all happened?
No, not at all, actually. We were mid-flight when the people we were traveling with had their Wi-Fi on. It was middle of the night for us. It was morning in Israel, and she said, oh my God, I'm getting texts that that Hamas has invaded Israel across the Gaza border. So about halfway through our flight, started creeping through the main cabin, and people were obviously getting texts and checking news, and I jumped on and was reading reports from the Journal and the Times, and there was a full invasion in process while we were flying, and in fact, when we landed.
So when you first thought that you saw it and you were thinking about it, was there any, did like the captain come on and say there's a problem in Israel, maybe we should turn around or land somewhere else? Did that ever happen?
No, by either design or intent or just happenstance. The pilots never said anything. It was actually kind of strange. And we were sitting up front close to the flight attendants and started talking to them, and really word came back that we had some options, either to land, well, I don't know that there were options, they were considering landing in Israel or diverting to Greece or Cyprus, but they never said anything until they got on, just like any other flight, about a half hour to go, and then acknowledged that, ladies and gentlemen, as you may have heard, that there's a situation in Israel, rest assured it's safe to land, and that was that. I have to say, it wasn't handled, as far as I'm concerned, very well, but that's a completely different and minor story, in light of what's gone on there.
All right, so you got off the plane. What was it like in the airport? And then when you went to your hotel, what was kind of going on, and what were you thinking?
What was going on, it was just very solemn. I mean, the fog of war is a very apt metaphor. No one really understood exactly what was going on, other than there was clearly an invasion. At that point, the death toll was estimated to be, and this was all kind of chatter in the airport, at 200. So people didn't understand the scale and scope of what had happening, and at that time, what was still happening. It was just a very solemn, quiet time in the airport. I would say, I'm from New York City. It was like 9/12, if not, the evening of 9/11. Just people trying to gather and comprehend what had happened. And then what we were thinking was the same thing. Is this an event? Is it something even bigger? And I would say each hour it just became more and more apparent you know, that it was something bigger. And we were trying to figure out whether to stay at the airport. A lot of confusion. Do we stay at the airport? Do we just go to our hotel and see what's happening from there? And that's ultimately what we decided to do, is get to the hotel. At least, you know, that was a ground where we could base ourselves and just figure this all out, or mm-hmm. at least try to determine what was happening.
Having a conversation with my good friend Spencer Brown, as he's indicated, he's from New York. He went to Israel with his wife and a couple of friends to visit on the first trip. They encounter all of this. So you're at the hotel. Then what you actually ended up spending, I was back and forth with you. Was it 3 or 4 days? How long did you actually end up staying, sort of having to stay there?
Yeah, having to stay is the correct term. We stayed 3 days. We really didn't leave the hotel, but the first night when we got there, yeah, this is a surreal situation. The fog of war is very true. You know, just a lot of different reports trying to figure out what our options were. We had a guide that was going to, supposed to take us around the country, and she was calling us. But the first night we were, you know, the missiles were flying over Tel Aviv, and we were sitting in the lobby on the one hand, you know, having dinner with a lot of people, and it was like a normal resort hotel. And then, you know, the sirens would ring, and we would go into the bomb shelter, which is really the inner part of the building. You know, in Israel, the staircases are fortified, and that's where people go if they don't have exact shelter. In the basement, we were probably in and out of that 4 times. And then you'd go back to the lobby, and it was just a surreal situation. What was interesting is probably the wrong word, but this was just rolling, you know, things coming in and rolling realization that this was not only a horrific nightmare situation for Israel, but strategically, you know, a huge country-changing, history-changing event. And I think that started to dawn on people Monday morning, Israel time. Just to give you a sense, you know, Sunday morning, which would have been our first full day there, our guide was asking if we wanted to go touring up north because she thought it was safe. And we said thanks, but I didn't think it was appropriate, and also for safety reasons, just wanted to stay close. By Monday, her advice was just get out of the country. And I think that really is, you know, kind of symbolizes or really sums up what happened there.
So what did you see, though, in reality, in terms of the Israelis and what they were doing to mobilize? Certainly there were a lot of reports, but because Israel is such a small country, and Tel Aviv is not that big either, you go, you know, you're not that far from Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip is right there, and what was going on is right there. So did you ever feel like you were literally in danger? And as you looked at what was going on, the goosebumps, the chills go up and down your spine, kind of what you experienced was something, as you just suggested, that would probably be life-changing. Certainly you'll be able to talk about it for the rest of your life, but what kind of did you actually experience?
Well, I'd say there were two things. Tel Aviv, just to give your listeners a sense, it's about 45 miles, and probably less as the crow flies, from the Gaza Strip. So mm-hmm. it would be like being in a suburb of New York with war going on, you know, down in the city. And so what we heard and saw, we saw a lot of missiles. You could see them streaking through the sky at night. We heard the Iron Dome blowing up a lot of missiles. And we saw there were, you know, because it shares the same coastline, literally if you walk down the water from, you know, for 45 miles from Tel Aviv, you would walk into the Gaza Strip. There were a lot of boats and fighter helicopters patrolling the shore. That was mostly what we saw. You could hear, you know, we'd be sitting. It was, again, surreal is really the word I've kept using for our experience, tragic for theirs. But you could, on the one hand, we were sitting, because there was nothing to do, at the hotel, you know, on the roof by the pool. And then on the other hand, you could hear the bombs going off, you know, in Gaza on Tuesday and Monday. So it was a very strange situation for us. Never felt, you know, in personal danger. I did get out Tuesday night, but I did feel the sense of, and I think this is what a lot of Israelis feel, of being trapped and things closing in. You've got enemies to the south. You've got Hezbollah shooting rockets to the north. There's the threat of the Palestinian uprise on the West Bank. And then there's the Mediterranean Sea. Those are basically Israel's borders. I'm oversimplifying. So that's really what I felt. If I didn't get out, the things were starting to close in and ratcheting up, and it was a very unsettling feeling.
Hmm. So how long, actually, was the airport ever really closed? Or how long did it take you to arrange to get out?
The airport wasn't permanently closed, but a lot of carriers, and American carriers in particular, stopped flying in and out. Air France stopped flying, so there were just less flights going in and out. It took about 48 hours to figure to get our plans, and ended up flying El Al out, but kept on flying, I think, as a show of strength. But, you know, and if we hadn't gotten out Tuesday, it really would have been difficult. And the government now is chartering planes and getting people out by, you know, flying them out, I think even by ground and also sea. So it's a situation that, you know, is deteriorating as far as things closing in and war ratcheting up.
Mm. You're talking about our government, the American government, has hired the carriers to send whatever planes they can get to get. There's like 100,000 Americans who live in Israel.
There's a lot of Americans that live there, and there's always a lot of Americans visiting.
Yep.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad you're safe because of our friendship. I'm glad I don't want to say I'm glad you had the experience, but I think it's an experience that, as you tell the story here, helps us all to understand on a person-to-person basis, someone who's not directly involved in the war itself, but the way it's coagulating and how many people are involved and how earth-shaking it is, not just for you and the experience you had, but for the world. So I appreciate it, and I'm glad you're okay. Spencer Brown, who went to Israel for a good time, didn't have it, but he's okay, and he's safe back here in America. Thanks for joining us on the Talk Radio Review. It's 48 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale October 13th through the 16th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program with Nick Miles, the host expert on OurAutoExpert.com's website. A number of things that affect your ability to buy a car, to run a car. A couple of things regarding the auto workers' strike. Looks like it's getting heavier and worse. What's the scuttlebutt on this as to when there will be some resolve? I think you said to us last week that the auto dealer, the auto manufacturers don't care because they got a 90-day supply of cars. So is that still the prevailing thinking?
Yeah, and I think the cars that they have sitting on dealer lots, Doug, are the cars that they want to get rid of. And so they're more than happy for people to choose what they don't want. You know, again, the classic situation, every time we talk, it's the buyer that suffers every time. They're holding out. Everybody's holding out. And one or the other could push really hard and probably get this resolved. But they're quite comfortable where they're at.
Isn't that interesting? I put you on. You went to Korea this week. A close friend of mine, I put the two of you together. You didn't get together, as it turned out. One of the things that was on his mind when he went over there is the number of electric vehicles that they're pushing on the dealers and something that he'd done. Did I tell you this last week? He's got 29 dealerships, and he had at four or five of the stores, they had more electric vehicles than they, you know, because the companies just keep sending them to him, and they're not selling here.
Yeah.
So he put them on, he put six cars from six dealerships on six trucks and sent them to California to be sold out there. They made a deal with some dealers out there because the electric cars are selling out there. They're not selling here, but I thought that was kind of interesting. They just put them on a bunch of trucks and sent them to California. Here, you sell them.
Yeah, so. It's super interesting how certain parts of the country are really interested in certain cars and other parts of the country are not. You know, they sell the big luxury SUVs everywhere but New York. And you would think with all the limo services they would, but no, New York.
The negotiations with the auto workers, as we were talking, seems to be in part a focus on electric vehicles and also the concerns about AI. They have proposed a, 40% increase. The average worker, by the way, now, for those of you who don't know, the plant wages average $32 an hour.
Some making like $70 an hour.
Yeah.
Some work a lot less than that. The difficulty is with electric cars is they take very few people to put together. A lot of stuff like the battery, there's not so many moving parts, Doug, and the union's worried that they're going to end up with less people in the factories, which means less members, which means they have less of a work out on strike. So
yeah.
I mean, there's sort of valid concerns, but you can't stop things moving forward, whether they're moving forward in the right way or the wrong way. That ends up, the consumer always wins. So let's see what happens. 20 years, let's have this discussion again.
All right. So let's talk about what will happen as has happened during COVID. The used car market got really hot, and the prices of used cars sort of varied. They're going up and down now over much of our country, and the closer apparently you get to Canada, the better the deal. Why would that be?
Well, a lot of those dealers on the Canadian border actually have access to cars to come over the border, and it's good sometimes, it's not others. I brought a vehicle into the United States from Canada, and of course they favor kilometers an hour, the odometer's in kilometers an hour, so you have to change that, you have to be aware of that when you drive it. But these cars are interchangeable a lot of times with the new electronic dashes. You can actually just hit a button and move it from miles an hour to kilometers an hour, or vice versa. The older cars, where they have physical odometers, you can't do that so much. But if you live near Canada, cars are actually cheaper. So Michigan, anywhere along the border, cars are cheaper because they're coming in from Canada. And Canada has a whole different ecosystem when it comes to automotive sales.
Yeah. It blew my mind this week on ourautoexpert.com, the story about buying engines from Walmart. I can't begin. I mean, it's like buying them from eBay or Amazon, I guess. Then you buy the engine, okay, then what do you do?
Well, if you're savvy enough to install it yourself, great. But the funny thing is, Walmart has always sold very strange stuff. And being able to buy a crate engine from Walmart and then use their returns policy seems strange, and you can't actually do that anywhere else in the automotive industry. It's just funny, you can sit there with and buy a $25,000 engine.
Yeah, and then you take the piece of the old one and send it back. But you can buy an engine and a transmission from Walmart. Yeah. My God. Ay. All right, well, it's always a story to be told here. Nick Miles, fabulous expert, rautoexpert.com. What a great website. Happy to have you here on the program. Now 59 after on Good Day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.